Yes, our demonstration today shows that we have grown beyond the instruments, so that in the absence of the instruments, we can still praise and worship our God the way we have been doing. So I'm really encouraged by that. But I want to ask this question. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? That's our theme for today. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do what my Father in heaven wants them to do. When judgment day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in your name we spoke God's message. By your name we drove out many demons and performed many miracles. Then I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you wicked people. Praise the Lord. So the question is, are you a Christian? It is funny to ask that question, but I think it is a very, very important question that we should ask ourselves today. Because I'm addressing people who are Catholics, and for that matter, Christians. If not all, if there are any people, or any of us who are not baptized, there is just one or two. Otherwise, all of us here are baptized. And most of us are confirmed. We have also taken other sacraments in the church. And so, I should think that all of us are Christians. But let us ask ourselves that question. Am I a Christian? At the end of the talk, probably you see that it is valid that the question has been asked. And I hope that you will make up your mind to answer that question sincerely in your heart. Now, I want you to imagine what you will say of this woman. The woman is married to a man. The man takes care of all her needs and her wants. Not just her needs. The man is not only able to meet her needs, but he also meets her wants. Now, it gets to a time when the man is no longer able to meet the woman's needs. He is still her wants. He's still able to meet her needs, but now she cannot meet her wants. The things that are not necessary for her, absolutely necessary for her to survive on earth. But there are things that add to her joy and her happiness. Those are her wants. The man is no longer able to meet them. And then at this point, the woman starts insulting the man and even threatening to leave him if he cannot change his situation. What will you think of such a woman? Will you say that the woman loves the man? Will you say that the woman belongs to the man? I believe your answer to that will be a very big no. The woman doesn't love the man. The woman does not belong to the man. The woman only pretended to be with the man, to love the man, when everything was rosy. But as soon as a difficulty appeared in their married lives, then the woman decided that no, difficulty is not part of my marriage plans. Only enjoyment is part of my marriage plans. So whatever she thinks is not part of her marriage plan, when it gets into the marriage, then there is no longer a marriage. We always scorn as such a woman. Praise the Lord. So, the woman that I have just described, is that the kind of acceptance that Jesus wants from us? That we accept him when things are rosy and when difficult situations come, then we reject him? Definitely not. So what I want to say is that unless we can completely accept Jesus Christ, then we are not Christians. Unless you can completely accept Jesus, we can accept Jesus Christ completely, every aspect of him, then you are not a Christian. Praise the Lord. You have to accept what he teaches. You have to accept what he is completely. You have to accept what he wants of you completely. Until you are able to do that, then you are not a Christian. Now, let us look at a similar situation that has been recorded in the Bible. John chapter 6. In this narration, the people went about looking for Jesus. Verse 22 to 24. The people went about looking for Jesus. And the Bible says that the previous day, that was when Jesus multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And the people ate, and they were happy. Then the next day, they got up and they didn't see Jesus. And so they started looking for him. They looked everywhere. They had to even take boat to cross a river to go to the other side. And then they went and found Jesus. He gave them bread. They ate their full. They were happy. And that was why they were looking for Jesus. Things were very rosy. And Jesus himself confirmed that later, that you people, you are not looking for me because you understand my miracles, but because I gave you bread to eat and you are full, that's why you are looking for me. Jesus himself confirmed that message. So this was a rosy time for them. And because it was a rosy time, they accepted Jesus. Finally, when they crossed the river, they found Jesus. And Jesus started teaching them. In fact, you should notice that even the previous day, the Bible says that they wanted to catch Jesus and make him king by force. Because they said that after the miracle, he said that this really is the king of the Jews that the Bible promised. So let us catch him and make him our king. So they wanted to make him the king of the Jews by force. But that was not why Jesus came here, and because Jesus knew, he dodged. And so they were not able to get him. This is how the people saw Jesus the previous day. Then Jesus started to teach them. And he taught that he was the bread that came down from heaven. And as soon as he said he was the bread that came down from heaven, the people started grumbling. The people who had looked for him and found him, they started grumbling. Verse 35 to 42. When they started grumbling, Jesus went further. And he said that anyone who does not eat his flesh and drink his blood will not have life in him. Verse 56. Anyone who does not eat his body and drink his blood will not have life in him. And then the people responded. This is what the people said. This teaching is too hard. Underline the too hard. This teaching is too hard. Who can listen to it? This teaching is too hard. Who can listen to it? Verse 60. Finally, what happened was that because of this, I'm quoting verse 66. Because of this, many of Jesus' followers turned back and would not go with him anymore. Because of the teaching that Jesus gave, many of his followers turned back and would not go with him anymore. So you see what happened. Things were rosy. The people followed him. They looked for him. Before then, he was giving them food to eat. The things he was teaching were comfortable. They were things that they could accept because they could do them. So they didn't have any problem. They were still following him. But as soon as he began to teach something that they thought was difficult for them to accept. It was too hard for them to accept. They abandoned him. Now, what do you think of those people? What do you think of those people who left Jesus because he told them that he was the bread come down from heaven? And anybody who does not eat his body and drink his blood will not have life in him. And they thought it was too hard. And because of that, they left. So I want to ask you, is this how your life is? Have you accepted Jesus completely and wholeheartedly? Or are you choosing and picking the teachings and instructions of Jesus? So you know the instructions or the teachings of Jesus that are easy for you to follow. So those, you will accept them and follow them. But whatever you feel that is not easy for you to follow, you will reject it. It means that if you are doing that, you have not accepted Jesus completely and you cannot call yourself a Christian. Who is a Christian? Christian means Christ-like. Somebody who is like Christ. You must accept Christ and be following everything that and accept everything that Christ wants you to have before you can then say that you are Christ-like. So before you do that, you cannot call yourself a Christian. Praise the Lord. So your Christianity is not marked by your baptism. I will explain. Your Christianity is not marked by just your baptism and your confirmation, your participation in the sacraments, the attendance of mass, the attendance of prayer meetings, the attendance of ministry activities, or even being involved in evangelization. Unless it is backed by full acceptance of Jesus Christ. And I want to underline the word full. Unless it is backed by full acceptance of Jesus Christ. That is exactly why we have what has been said in the reading. That people on the judgment day, people will say, Lord, Lord, in your name, I preach God's message. And Jesus will say, look, I don't know you. It means that you preached God's message, but you didn't accept Jesus. In your name, I cast out demons and perform miracles. And Jesus will say, I don't know you. So you are using the name of Jesus. And yet Jesus says that it is very possible that even though you are using his name to do miracles, he will tell you that he doesn't know you. So that's something we need to think critically about. That is something we cannot just brush over. We have to think critically about it. Why would somebody be using the name of Jesus to preach about Jesus? And yet it is still possible that Jesus can tell such a person that I don't know you. That you are even working miracles. Praying for people to get healed. Probably even raising the dead. And then he will still say, no, I don't know you. Why would he say that? So the fact that you are baptized, the fact that you are confirmed, the fact that you are participating in all these activities does not necessarily mean that you are a Christian. Unless it is with full acceptance of Jesus Christ. Once your acceptance of Jesus Christ is not full, then you cannot call yourself a Christian. And well, let's see what baptism is. In 1 Peter 3, 18 to 21, I'll read only the verses, 21. It described baptism. The few people in the boat, 8 in all, were saved by the water, which was a symbol pointing to baptism. That's the time of Noah, which now saves you. It is not the washing away of bodily death, but the promise made to God from a good conscience. It saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the promise that you make to God? You make the promise that you will completely accept, or you have completely accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and that you are going to obey everything that he tells you, and you are going to go everywhere that he sends you. That's the promise you make. That's why during their baptism, those who were baptized as adults or who were went through confirmation, they will ask you to denounce a lot of things, all the old ways that you were involved in, that you denounce all of them. So when you are being baptized, it is assumed that you have surrendered yourself completely to Jesus Christ. You are not like that soldier who raised one of the hands when he was being baptized and said, I want to continue to use that one to kill people. Well, if that one is baptized, I cannot kill again. That is not the basis on which you are baptized, or you are confirmed, or given any of the sacraments. You are given on the basis that you have completely abandoned your old ways, and you have completely embraced Jesus Christ. So if you probably have not completely accepted Jesus Christ, and yet you have been baptized, it means that you are the one deceiving yourself. God knows your heart and knows that you have not completely accepted Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. When St. Paul went to Ephesus, that he found some believers in Acts 19:1-7. And he asked them, when you were baptized, did you receive the Holy Spirit? And they said, no. We have not even heard that there's a Holy Spirit. So St. Paul baptized them in the name of Jesus, and they laid hands on them, and these people received the Holy Spirit. So the way baptism has been explained in Peter and the actions of St. Paul here are telling us that there are certain things that are more important, if they are not even more important than baptism. But they are, baptism is useless without those things. Praise the Lord. The baptism that we receive, that means it is useless without those things. So that if once those people were baptized and they never heard about the Holy Spirit and they never received the Holy Spirit, St. Paul saw that no, once they say they are baptized and they don't have the Holy Spirit, then it means that their baptism is not worth it. So they have to receive the Holy Spirit. So in the same way, full acceptance of Jesus is the basis for baptism. And so I'm just using that to explain why I'm saying that you may be participating in so many activities, participating in so many of the sacraments of the church, and yet you cannot be regarded as a Christian, because it is not with full acceptance of Jesus Christ. Because you are choosing and picking what is comfortable for you and what is not comfortable for you. Probably you go through the Ten Commandments and you analyze them. And when you get to do not commit murder, you quickly accept it, because you have never committed murder. You don't even have the temptation to kill anybody. So that one is a good commandment. So you accept that one. Then you proceed. You get to do not envy your neighbor's possessions. And say, God, that's good. That's a good one there. You are happy because you are not jealous of anybody's possessions. So that one is a good commandment which you can comfortably carry out. Then you get to do not commit adultery. You say, God, that one there is too difficult to. Who can obey this command? When the temptation comes, it's so strong that I cannot resist it. And it's something that is so common. Everybody is doing it. Now, after that one, I don't think anybody can obey it. You may not say it aloud, but in your mind and in your heart, you have made up your mind that after adultery, fornication, no. I'm not going to attempt to. Anytime I have the desire, I'll just look for the opportunity. If I get it, fine. God, that one is too hard. Nobody can accept it. Nobody can live by that. So you have made up your mind that you are not going to attempt to live by that. Okay, you continue. You get to another one. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. He said, Abba, Lord. So somebody will hurt me so much, and you still want me to forgive. I remember recently I was talking with somebody. According to the person, a woman just died recently. And according to the story, the man, he had the HIV AIDS virus. So it means that from what the person was saying, the man was playing away games and he got it. He got it and went and infected the wife and never told the wife that he had it. But meanwhile, he was going to collect the drugs. He was cutting the drugs and taking it and he didn't inform the wife. It was only when the wife felt seriously sick, they sent her to the hospital that they detected that she was infected. And she died recently. So this person was... So when the person was complaining and said, if I'm the woman, I will not leave you. I will go and I'll come and catch you and we'll go together. You will not also eat this dessert. And I said, calm down. The way you are talking, are you sure that you are not worse than that person, that man you are condemning? Because it means that you have just removed forgiveness from your heart. You are saying that after this kind of person, you can never forgive the person. And I've told the person that you are even closer to going to hell than this person that you are condemning. Because that's what Jesus did. And I said, what was happening to Jesus on the cross when he said, forgive them? They were driving nails through his palms when he was saying, forgive them. So if you have just started to condemn this man, the way the person was talking, very serious. If I'm the one, I will come and catch you. I won't leave you to be eating the dessert here. So I was just telling the person, the way that you are talking, calm down. Reflect on your life. Look at what the Bible has said about forgiveness, what Jesus has taught us about forgiveness. You may be closer to hell than the person that you are condemning. Praise the Lord. So this is what happened. So you get to that one and you say, no. This one, it is too difficult. When somebody hurts me, the way it pains me, I can't forgive. No. And you have closed up your mind that forgiveness out of my life. Now, these are just a few of them. But this means that you are choosing and you are picking the commands of Jesus, the instructions of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus that are comfortable for you to follow, that are easy for you to follow. But the rest of them left, you are shutting yourself off from them. You are not a Christian. Praise the Lord. You are not a Christian. Now, let me make a point very clear. For me, our being Christians does not depend on whether we are able to fully follow all the commandments of God or not. Now, I want to understand the word follow, to underline the word follow. Our being Christians does not depend on whether we are able to fully follow the commands of God or not. It depends on whether we are able to fully accept the commands of God or not. Underline the word accept. Accepting and being able to do are different. So I'm talking about accepting to do, I'm not talking about doing. I'm not saying the doing is not important. But what I mean is that we have to first accept all the commands and the instructions that Jesus has given to us. Then we try to follow them. We try to obey them. We try to do them the way that Jesus has asked us to do them. Now, in our doing them, what will happen is that we will be falling and rising. Falling and rising. That is why they will have the sacrament of reconciliation. That when you fall, you will go and confess your sins. You will ask God to give you new strength. And then you continue. But you accept. You have accepted that it is very hard for me to keep myself from fornication, from adultery. But then, it is something that I must keep myself away from. So I will make it a task to try my best to abstain from it. But if you then, in trying, fall, you will go and confess your sins, get new strength, and continue fighting. You know that it is very, very hard to forgive somebody who has hurt you. I'm not saying it is easy. It's not easy. So somebody hurts you, but you accept that forgiveness must be part of my life. I must forgive all those people who have hurt me. So that even when you are struggling and sometimes you don't forgive, you can go for confession. You ask for new strength so that you can continue to live. If you accept all, then you are a Christian. You can fall and rise, fall and rise, fall and rise, but you are a Christian. But once you choose and pick, you do not accept all, my brother, my sister, I will not consider you as a Christian if you don't accept everything that Jesus teaches. Praise the Lord. This message is something that I want everyone to take very seriously. It is a basis. It is a basis. It's a starting point of your Christianity. Complete acceptance. And I think God has a special reason for this message today. Because this was not the message that I was coming to give. I had prepared a talk. And that was what I was coming to give today. Then last night as I was praying, I got this message. If I didn't come like a message that you come and give here, normally, you see this very big book, that's why I carried it here. I bought it purposely for that. Whenever I have an inspiration and I discuss it, I mean, I'm within myself, I will normally write it down. So when you see, you think that is a talk that I have given, but it's not a talk. It's just an inspiration that I have, and as I analyze it, I record it like a talk. So when I went home and I was praying, this thing came. So I just started writing it down. And I started writing down. When I finished writing it down, then the message was that this should be today's message. That it should be today's message. So I put the one I had prepared aside. And I picked this one. Of course, because of that, normally the one I wrote it on some papers. But this one, because I wasn't writing to come and give as a teaching, I recorded it inside here. So, and of course, there was no time for me to get out and copy all this on the paper. So I just carried the whole thing here. I don't know whose life specifically it is about. Probably all of us are not in this shoe. Probably one day you will have that temptation. Probably as you are sitting here, you are currently in this shoe. And the Lord is giving you the message that you have to accept Him completely. After the acceptance, you then try your best to live the way that He wants you to live. You will fall and rise. Fall and rise, fall and rise. But you will get there. But you cannot get there unless you accept completely.
Father Almighty, God of gods, King of kings, you are so loving, you are so caring, you are so mighty, you are so glorious, you are so holy. You are God who loves us so much, the God who never abandons us, the God who will esteem so much. When we have run away, we run far away from you, Lord, you still come to us, and you still direct and you still instruct us. Father, what kind of God are you that has so much love for us? Oh Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Mbore ko pura adana baraka ane alane so. Apura adana baraka ane akane tasmati kumiwa. Apura gu. Apura baraka ane onato tawe alane so po atawe en. Apura gu pe gu.
Wara ora makashara makasheka mama yakashaka baba. Shemara yakashaka baraka shema mahamara yakashaka baba. Kamara maya kashaka baba. Father, we bless and we exalt you. We thank you, Father, for your holy name. We thank you for your name. We thank you, Father, for touching us. We thank you for drawing us into your presence. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you for your love, O Father. We thank you for your mercy, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. You are the holy God. You are the mighty Redeemer. You are the glorious Redeemer. Father, we thank you, O Father, and we bless you, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know that the angel of God is going to come. I'm going to go to the angel of God. Chahu Zingang, Achele, Holy Crown Spirit. Akaya Azimna Zaham, the Tierra Kaya King. The whole appeal. The whole dark and about. You know, my enemy, Adara, Mirana, Adara, Subina, and he go to the port. You want to put the more than a little bit of work for that, my darling. If I'm working for that, I used to check that. I'm not doing this after the group work. I'm not saying that. Because you know that. For under the chair, I hear King, how the work comes around. All the areas in your life that you were thinking that they were too difficult, the commandments of God, and you wanted to abandon them, you wanted to choose the easy one and follow and leave the rest. I want you to begin to surrender yourself now. That you accept Jesus Christ completely, you accept all his teachings completely.
Surrender our hearts to you. Almighty King, we surrender ourselves to you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you.
Thank you.
whole church. But I will listen that I pray with that and I don't do it. Because I didn't want to be missed at the number that I pray for.
Father Almighty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are lifting the whole renewal into your hands. Father, we don't want to be half Christian or half renewal member. We don't want to be people who are only half-hearted to you, O Lord. We want to surrender ourselves completely and absolutely and completely and totally accept you, Father, and every teaching that you have given to us, every teaching that your son has given, everything that he has taught us. Father, let the whole church be on fire. Let the whole renewal be on fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. You know, if you're going to be able to do it, you're going to be able to do it. 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 Pray for that the Lord will let his power descend upon them and transform them. How do we pray?
Mighty and ever-living God, Almighty King, we bless you, Father. We sanctify your name, O Father. We magnify your name, O Father. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty God of Lords. You are the glorious Redeemer. Father, we bless you. We exalt you. We give you praise and honor, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Shakata mama yakashi baba hambara yakashi baba umara mama yakashi kabara yakata umama yakashi mama yakashi umara yakashi mama yakashi umara yakashi mama yakashi umama yakashi umara yakashi
Thank you, Father. So, Heavenly Father, we give you glory.
You are our God and you are our Lord. You love us and you know everything that is in our hearts. We cannot tell you everything here. But Lord, we surrender our all in all to you. Even the things that we don't know, we surrender them to you. You are the God of heaven, the invisible but all-seeing God. Father, we surrender all our troubles to you. We surrender all our worries to you. We surrender all our temptations to you. We surrender all our weaknesses to you. We surrender all our foolishness to you. That, Lord, you will make us wise. That you will make us wise in your ways, O Lord. Father, our physical challenges, our physical desires and demands, we surrender to you, O Lord. Father, make us generous in the physical and spiritual things of our lives. Father, give us your grace and fill us with your glory. That, Lord, we can truly say that we are Christians. We can truly accept you wholeheartedly. And even as we fall, that we will rise. And even as we fall, we will rise again. And at the time that you call us, O Father, we will not be lying down, but we will be upstanding, O Lord, and marching forward into your glory. We surrender to you, O Father, and we bless and exalt you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.